This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
Home prices in the Austin area are up, and homes are selling quickly, too. That might be surprising, considering we're in the middle of a pandemic with thousands of people facing cut wages and unemployment. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey explains why Austin's real estate market is more competitive than ever.
Blake Taylor lives with lupus, which makes dealing with a global pandemic that much more stressful. The autoimmune disease means she's potentially more likely to catch COVID-19. And if she does, the results could be worse. So she hardly leaves the house. And when she does, it feels like landmines are everywhere.
I'll go to HEB. I go as soon as they open. And I would wear my mask. And I wear gloves when I go in anywhere. And I'm just super, super careful.
That includes trying to sell her home in Round Rock. Taylor had gotten it as part of her divorce, and now, as a single woman, it was too big for her. But then, before she could list it, the pandemic hit, and she thought about all those prospective homebuyers walking through her house.
When you think about strangers coming in your house, and when someone comes in and looks at a house, they want to look in the cabinets and the closets. You know, they pretty much are touching everything and looking in everything. So it got me really scared thinking about having people come through my house.
Taylor decided to stay put, but then she started noticing something. A neighbor put their house up for sale. It went under contract in just 2 days. Taylor's realtor was telling her now's the time to sell. Well, to be fair, it's always the time to sell in Austin, but now more than ever. Plus, the real estate market might actually keep Taylor safe.
Apparently, you get a lot of offers, and so my understanding is it would go on and sell quickly. So that helped me think, okay, there won't be a ton of people coming through before I sell it.
So what's going on in Austin right now? Well, it's Econ 101, supply and demand. The law that prices are set by how much supply we've got, in this case, houses for sale, and how much demand for those houses there is. For some time now in Austin, we've had low supply and high demand, and the pandemic's just exacerbated the usual. Let's start with the supply side.
So we have seen a reduction in the number of people who are either planning to sell their home and waiting, or the sellers have kind of hit pause.
Jen Klentzman is a realtor in Austin. When we look at the number of homes currently for sale in the area, it's down by about a third compared to this time last year. Active listings in July were actually the lowest they've been since at least 2015. This gives people wanting to sell their homes right now an advantage.
As a seller, I would say it's like Field of Dreams. Like if you list it, it will sell right now, no matter what kind of condition your house is in.
For those looking to buy, it's a different story. Laura Kinnard's home near the Travis County Expo Center sold in 4 days. But then when she and her husband turned around to buy a house, they had to get in line, literally.
There were times that we were going to houses that had been on the market for hours. I mean, less than 24 hours, just a couple of hours. And we were kind of having to wait in line outside for all of the people who had gotten there ahead of us. And that just to me was so unreal.
Kinnard ended up putting in 13 offers on 13 different houses before one finally got accepted, and only after they offered $20,000 over the asking price. They move into their new house in South Austin this week. For Kinnard, who's 7 months pregnant, it's a big relief.
I could see myself with our baby in that house. I just kind of kept thinking about like where I want to place all of our furniture in there and how I want the baby's room to look.
So supply is low, but demand has stayed the same, maybe even gone up. That's because mortgage interest rates have hit the floor.
Never before in the history of our country have we had interest rates in the twos.
Saker Chapman Thomas has been a realtor in Austin for 20 years.
We have interest rates at 2.5 and 2.75. That's almost free money.
Free money because paying less in interest means you can afford a higher priced house. Which may explain why we're seeing sale prices go up so quickly in Austin right now. Homes are selling at prices 10% higher than they did this time last year. And think about who's able to buy a house right now. It's those who can afford it during a pandemic. Higher income folks with job security who can naturally afford more expensive homes. We could see more supply in the fall, but Chapman Thomas worries it'll be because middle and low income homeowners can no longer afford to pay the mortgage.
We're going to start seeing some pain.
During the pandemic, many homeowners are eligible for a break of up to a year on their mortgage payments. But that money will eventually come due. Recent data suggests that low-income and first-time homeowners have been more likely to ask to put mortgage payments on hold.
I'm sure we have people here in this city right now who have a mortgage and are in forbearance, and that person does not have a job, and that person does not have the pandemic pay anymore, and not being able to pay, what happens next?
For Taylor, who's living with lupus through this pandemic, what's next is that she'll rent. She's afraid she'll have to wait in line with other buyers and have to tour and put offers down on a dozen homes. That's just too much of a risk for her immune system. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.